Today, the University of Colorado announced a broad new set of guidelines for recruiting football players. The school has been stung by allegations of sexual assault and of recruiting parties using sex and alcohol to lure prospective recruits. NPR's Jeff Brady attended the news conference today in Denver and joins us now. Jeff, what's the essence of these new rules?
Well, probably the first thing we should say is what exactly these recruiting trips are, and that's where high school players are sort of brought to the college and kind of check the college out. The college can check them out. And they stay usually overnight. It's been two overnight stays in the past. Now they'll only be allowed to stay one night. They'll have a new curfew. In the past, it was 1 a.m. They had to be back at wherever they're staying by 1 o'clock. Now it's going to be 11 o'clock in the evening. And those recruits will be prohibited from attending any what are called unapproved activities. Of course, this includes things like off-campus parties. They're not allowed to go to any bars or strip clubs or anything that might violate the team rules. If they do any of those things, then they won't be given a scholarship. They'll be automatically disqualified from receiving a scholarship. And there will be no recruiting trips during football season. That's when the coaches might be a little too busy to supervise some of these recruits. But the big thing is the recruits will never be left on their own. There will always be an adult there now. It'll be a coach or one of their parents.
Now, remind us of the allegations about these recruiting trips, the charges that establish the need for these new rules.
Well, there were a lot of reports of maybe some wild parties, and actually seven women have come forward and said that they were raped by either recruits or players. And that's kind of what got this whole scandal rolling. And then we had a local district attorney who said that she thought the college was actually using the promise of sex and alcohol to recruit some of these high schoolers. And a lot of this was allegedly happening when the recruits were left alone with current college football players. That usually happened from about 8 in the evening until 1 in the morning. And the point of that was supposed to be to give these high schoolers a taste of college life, and they were getting a little bit too much of a taste of that college life, apparently. Administrators hope that by placing some of these curbs on recruiting, some of these new rules, that they'll be able to keep recruits away from the parties and hopefully avoid some of these situations that have led to the current scandal.
Well, recruiting for college sports is very competitive. And first, does the university claim that the new rules it's adopted are more stringent than rules followed at other universities? And are they worried that this will leave them at a disadvantage if other schools don't adopt the same rules when they're recruiting high school athletes?
The administrators say these are the strictest rules in the nation. At least as far as I can tell, that is absolutely true. But they say that the competitiveness issue was not something that they considered when they made their decision. They said one administrator said he doesn't want a student who would choose not to attend the University of Colorado because of these restrictions. And he actually thought that the new rules might actually help in recruiting because it might ease the minds of some parents who were worried that, you know, their kid might be going to a party school. The bottom line, Chancellor Richard Binney said, is that if these new rules make the school less competitive, then so be it. And actually, they're hoping that some of the other schools will adopt some of these same rules. A lot of folks are saying these problems are not limited to Colorado. University of Colorado President Elizabeth Hoffman said she has a list of administrators from around the country that she needs to call back. They've been calling her, asking what she's going to do. She says the University of Colorado is taking a sort of a national lead role on this, and she expects other schools to follow suit.
Thank you, Jeff.
Yeah, my pleasure.
NPR's Jeff Brady speaking to us from Denver.